Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Piri, Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. Great joy to be with you once again, as always, as we share information with you from within the Ministry of Finance. As you know, I continue to find out new things in the Ministry of Finance. And I tell you, today I have two very interesting persons with me, Dr. Raphael Stephen, Controller of the Inland Revenue, and Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Assistant Controller of the Inland Revenue, here with me. That's two big people. That's two heavyweights, as they were saying, Grenada. Those people who would make you live or die, break you or make you. Anyway, we hear what they're telling us today. Not sure what I have in mind, but whatever it is, I have some interesting questions for them. I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. This is Inside Finance. Welcome. You take a word from our sponsors. We come right back, and I begin my discussion here with Dr. Raphael and Miss Ophelia.
The pastor and members of the St. George's Baptist Church wishes all Grenada a happy independence, celebrating through challenging times with optimism and resilience. Happy independence, Grenada, from the St. George's Baptist Church.
If you're thinking about building, if you're thinking about fixing, if you're thinking about building, fixing, and maintaining, then the place to go is one called Construction Limited, boy. Because they specialize in construction, roofing, maintenance, general repairs, all them kind of thing. You could even get columns and balusters for your house. One call is people who know what they're doing, boy. They're quick, efficient, professional, and reasonable. They just even rent construction equipment, including Bobcat. And they just do plenty property management, too. So if you're thinking of going somewhere else, think again. Call One Call Construction Limited, 443-2894. One call. That's all it takes.
Welcome back, and as we know, good day to you too.
Good day, Pastor Simon.
Well, good day to Grenada, Caracou, and PD Martinique, and to our listeners in within the diaspora. It is once again nice to be back on air with Pastor Simon. First of all, let me wish you all a wonderful new year, and hope with God's blessing, all will be well.
Okay, so Ophelia, really, what do you have to say to my listeners?
I echo the sentiments of the controller, wishing all the listening public a bright and prosperous new year, and hope that we can partner together as a department, Inland Revenue, and the taxpaying public to take the country forward.
Okay, well, if that is so, I would begin with my question. Dr. Steve, the man himself, how did the Inland Revenue Division perform in 2014 in terms of revenue and collection? I want to know how much money we make. I know you love to spend money, but talk to us about how much money we make.
That's a very interesting question for the public. The IRD team, indeed, they did perform pretty satisfying. The results shown overall has been positive. You know, we met our target and we exceeded our target.
Met your target, meaning what was your target?
The projection was 226 million. Mm. And our unaudited figures so far could be in the region of 241 million. So we actually met our target.
Wow. When last did the Inland Revenue did so good?
I think Ms. Wells may be able to bridge a gap on that one for me.
Ms. Wells?
A very long time ago, well, at least not in my, not since I've been with the department. This is the first time that we would have met our target since I have been with the department. And PS always say we are satisfied, but we know we can do much better. On most of the programs that you would have interviewed the permanent secretary, that's one of the things that he would have said. So we are satisfied or gratified, but we know that we can do much better, and we're hoping to do much better in 2015.
Okay. Now, Dr. Steve, I'll come back to you again. What is Inland Revenue target for 2015? What are we looking at? What kind of figures are we looking at? I know the government talk about a lot of project, but what is the target?
The preliminary figures so far from the revenue and estimates for 2015, we are looking at 245 million from the IRA.
That's up?
Oh yes, this it will not be deflated. It continues to go up. Remember, we have to generate the revenue, which goes into the public finances to provide the goods and services. We have to pay the debt, etc.
So where most of that money would be coming from? What's the projected for where you think you'll get most of the money?
All right, let me look at some statistics on that in 2014. When you look at corporate income tax, we were able to generate 102.48%. The projection was somewhere around 36 million, 36.3 million. Mm-hmm. So we surpassed that target. And when you look at income tax, we were able to generate 100.5% of the revenue projected. When you look at withholding tax, 103.67%. Stamp duty, we generated 171.59%. Property tax, which was a little controversy, we were able to generate 82.61% of the target. And when we get down to something as VAT, 101.57%. And this is our biggest state. The VAT is a key tax.
So you were in the VAT area, you was above your projected amount?
Oh, yes, we were above. We projected about 86 million. We collected 87.3 million.
Okay, not bad at all. I mean, Grenadians are paying the VAT.
And we think that there are some areas that we can tighten up and get better compliance.
Such as?
Ensuring that people who are entitled to pay the VAT, they pay it in a timely manner. People who are supposed to be within the VAT net keep on with the auditing and ensuring that the monitoring and the enforcement units play the key part, the key roles, review the law, revisit the law where there's certain leakages, we are able to tighten it up. And we did so last year in 2014.
Ms. Ophelia, what qualifies for VAT refund? And how are they processed? Talk to us about how that is done so we can have a clearer understanding of it.
Okay, well, there are three categories of persons who may qualify for a refund. And the first category is the regular persons. And I say regular, meaning persons who are registered for VAT. If they experience a credit in any particular period, that credit needs to go forward for 3 months consecutively. And on the fourth month of the roll forward of that credit, the person can, the entity, the business, the VAT registrant can apply for a refund. But the credit must be in excess of $250. And you can apply for a refund on that basis. Now, that's the first category. The government then really have 2 months in which to pay you the refund. If we did not commence an audit on you, on the application for refund, we have 2 months in which to pay. Anything in excess of that, we have to pay you 1.5% interest.
Are you serious? Government pay interest?
Of course.
How many person government ever pay interest?
Well, for VAT, we never had to do that because we were always timely with our payments in terms of the 2 months. Always.
Are you serious?
100% sure. We never had to pay interest for the VAT. And one of the things when we were going live with VAT, I mean, persons were concerned during our education campaign about that issue and whether or not government would pay timely, but we are very timely with our VAT refund payments. And it is equitable. It's very fair because if you owe the government for VAT, you too incur an interest of 1.5%. Every month you don't pay the government. So it's equity here in this instance. And if we commence an audit on the application, the comptroller has a year in which to finalize his audit. After the finalization of the audit, so you have a month in which to pay. If you don't pay within that month, then the 1.5 kicks in. But during the time of the audit, the 1.5 is suspended. Everything is on halt until we verify that refund is actually genuine. Right, so that's that category. That's the first category, and anybody qualify for that as long as you have a credit. Obviously, there are industries that we expect to have credits, regular credits, based on the nature of the goods and services that they provide. Then you have the immediate refunders. That category of persons, investors and persons who are primarily into export and dealing with items that are zero rated, we call them immediate because that category of persons, the immediate refunders, they are investors and persons who are primarily the zero-rated supplies. those persons are not in the normal 3-month carry forward. They do not have to carry their credits for 3 months. And because we understand that they are not necessarily supplying goods, that they would be collecting VAT based on how VAT operates, and they would be in a credit position, they would be out on the VAT that they would have paid month on month. So it means that every time they incur a credit return, they can apply for the refund thereafter. So they don't have to wait for the credits to roll forward for 3 months like the first category. The third category basically is the embassies, persons who we have international agreements with. We refund them based on the international agreement. For instance, the embassies, we do it according to the Vienna Convention based on that. And it is reciprocity because our ambassadors get similar treatment or the same treatment. So we honor those and we refund them according to those conventions and according to those agreements. So as long as you have an international arrangement with government to provide some sort of support, and that is part of your clause, and it's an internationally recognized principle, we would honor that and refund you the VAT. These persons, we only register them for refund only, so they are not the regular persons who are conducting business within our country. Okay. And these are the categories that we have.
Okay. There's an interesting question I have here. If a person is in arrears to the Inland Revenue, how can such persons move to regularize the situation? Talk to us about that in its clarity, because I think a lot of persons do not understand this part of that.
Okay. Pastor Simon, let me take it from before you're in arrears for a little bit. In the laws, in the tax laws, the comptroller has the authority to extend your time for payment if you need the time for payment. So on filing your return, if a business realizes that they cannot make the payment, you can, before it even hit the books to become an arrears, you can ask the comptroller for an extension of time to pay, right? You can ask the comptroller, you can arrange a payment arrangement at that time when you're filing your return, so that we understand from the get-go that you would not you're not just filing and putting an arrears on the books, but you have an arrangement with us to be able to liquidate that arrears. And going forward, if a liability is established, you can come in. I mean, we want to talk. We want to extend a hand to the taxpaying public in difficult economic times to make payment arrangement that would suit you, the person. Because what we realize is that, say, for instance, in 2006, 2005, your financial position then may not necessarily be your financial position now. And so we would want to engage you in that discussion to see how best you can liquidate your liability. So we want to work with you. We do not want to reach to a situation where we have to enforce on the business. So open doors, and we welcome all to come to discuss the payment arrangement. There was an amnesty before, and we are not necessarily talking amnesty now, but what we are encouraging persons to do is to come forward and let us see how best we can accommodate you given your situation. Let us have that discourse.
So you are saying persons who may have problems with paying, they shouldn't wait till they have the problem. When they cite the problem, they should come in and talk with you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. That's the preferred. So we offer an option within the law to afford you that extension that you need, which is really a payment arrangement in itself, and prior to you having that issue. But if the issue is there, then please come in and have a discourse with us. And there are times where we set up payment arrangements and persons default on that payment arrangement. And if you default on a payment arrangement, please engage us again. Let us talk. Let us try to understand why you would have defaulted and see how best we can pick up the pieces to move forward. Because just like you, we would want to liquidate the debt. We would not want to necessarily come down with a heavy hammer and enforce, but we would want to ensure that we have a plan, and let us keep the dialogue. Let us keep the dialogue so we have an appreciation of where you are in terms of your tax status, generally speaking.
So in other words, you're saying to businesses, look, no matter what is happening with you, come in and talk with us. We'll find a way. In other words, because you want to help.
Yes.
So whatever the situation, you would try your best to help them, because you do not want them to remain where they, it's not healthy for you.
It's not healthy for us.
All right. So you're saying to businesses, come in and talk.
Come in and talk.
Okay. Mr. Fletcher.
Nah,
Raphael Steedman.
I
always call you Raphael for whatever reason.
You're a good friend.
At this time of year, what is the main focus of the inland revenue? What are you focusing on? But before you answer that question, I want to say to my listeners, I am speaking here today with Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall, who is the assistant controller in the inland revenue, and Mr. Raphael Steedman, who is the controller. They're both talking about the things that we concern most about, especially businesses, and they're trying to share some light with us. And let me just remind our listeners, if you have any question that you maybe would want me to ask them, because I'll get them back on the program anyway, or ask the Ministry of Finance so they could send them back if ever, please send the email, the question, to stanfordsimon01@gmail.com. It'd be good to hear from you. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I continue my discussion with you, because I want to know, what's the focus of the government? They make a lot of money last year. They may want to make more. I don't know. But let's see what happens. I'll talk to them.
The pastor and congregation of the Grenada Baptist Association would like to wish the government and people of Grenada a happy year of independence. The Grenada Baptist Association has been part of the social fabric of Grenada since 1974. Happy Independence, Grenada, from the Grenada Baptist Association.
Grenada, Grenada, make your night on the day the 7th of February. We're celebrating as a foundation.
All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great things happening at the SGBC, Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store.
The pastor and members of the St. George's Baptist Church wishes all Grenada a happy independence, celebrating through challenging times with optimism and resilience. Happy Independence, Grenada, from the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Dr. Raphael Steedman, controller, and Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwall, the assistant controller in the Inland Revenue. Two good people to have in the studio. They're male and female. So again, two perspective, not two men or two women in here, but it's good to have them in here with me. And before I left, Dr. Steedman, I did ask you this. At this time of year, what is the main focus of the Inland Revenue?
The main focus of the Inland Revenue Department at present is the collection of various licenses, in particular motor vehicle license and the payment of driver's license, which occur throughout the year based on the date of birth of the owner, the driver of a licensed vehicle. There are various professional licenses that must be paid up before the 7th of January.
Well, I need you to explain them, because we are confused about some of them.
Right. I will do that because there was some amendment which took place on SRO 27 of 2014. And for example, accountants, architects, auctioneers, their fees has increased to $1,000. Barristers, solicitors, attorney at law, $1,000. You get a brewery, people involved in brewing, mm-hmm. they have to pay $5,000. Bonded warehouses, there are different categories, and based on the value of the bonded warehouse, so it goes to $12,000, $16,000, $20,000. Building contractor, $720. Chemist, $600. Operating a cinema, $500. Operating a club, and talk about a gaming club, $1,000. Commercial agents, manufacturing and commercial agents between the business sector, $1,200. Commercial travelers, $300. Contractors, $500. Distillers, $5,000. Doctors and dentists, $1,000. Duty free shop, $5,000. Engineer, $1,000. Guest house, $600. There are three various classes of hotels between $1,000. Those with 20 rooms or less, $1,000. 21 rooms and 90 rooms, $1,500. Over 90 rooms, $2,500. And there are some minimum fees also for traffickers, like $5, landscape artists, $60.
Landscapers?
Landscapers.
Landscapers.
That's the people who are going around with it.
Clean. So them guys who cleaning have to pay a fee?
$60.
$60. I hope them fellas come and pay the fee.
They have to? Because it would be firmly enforced.
Okay. All right.
The enforcement unit will take
Use the controller.
Formally enforced. Pilot have to pay $1,500. Racing pool services, $2,000.
Hmm.
The list goes on, real estate agent, $5,000, et cetera, et cetera.
So those are the fees. Mm-hmm. So those are the fees. And some have, there were changes made. So persons who do not know, they should come and speak to the Inland Revenue.
Of course. And the fees advertised, it is noted. And in case they're in any doubt, they can contact any of our officers, especially in the taxpayer service, who would advise them thereof.
So you have those fees, and you also persons who have licensing of the vehicle.
And this is what is taking place in this period. This period is between the three-digit numbers to the first, I think it's 2000.
Mm-hmm.
They are paying up to the 15th of February. So this is a busy period for that registration. I cannot remember the details of it, but that registration set of numbers, motor vehicles, mm-hmm. they are paid within this period.
Okay. And it's important that persons pay it on time, because if you do not pay, there is a fee.
Oh, there's a penalty fee.
A penalty. But government like a penalty
fee. Well, I love to collect those things. Which goes with interest. So you pay the 10% plus interest.
Are you serious?
I can give you some numbers.
The penalty goes with interest.
With interest.
So if you do not pay on time, you have interest to pay.
You must come in and pay. You must comply with the law. During this period also, the property tax notices.
Right.
Those notices is in the process of being imprinted and will be posted by the 31st of January. So all property tax demand notices would reach the property owner sometime between the first week of February, so they can make the payments, and they're entitled to the 5% if they pay before the 31st March. If they could pay 50% of the taxes by 31st March, they're entitled to 5%, and the remainder by the 30th June, they're entitled to the remaining 5%.
So you also give incentive to those of us who come in and pay early?
Well, so long as you comply with the law, then you get that rebate of 5%.
Government, nice man. But that's only for property tax?
For property tax.
Okay, all right. At least you want people to pay for their home. You don't want to interfere with people's home.
Well, it's a small community. I don't like to touch that.
All right, good. Pretty much that you're clear. People need to come in and pay. They should pay on time. If they do not pay, there is an interest. And
It's a penalty.
A penalty which goes with interest.
With interest.
Okay, that you'd be mindful of.
Of course.
Okay.
And there's one other point I'd like to
make. Yes, go ahead.
The financial year for 2014 closes on December 31st. So June, the first 90-day period, all tax return must be filed before the 31st of March.
Repeat that?
All tax return, for example, your personal income tax for 2014 must be filed by the 31st of March, 2015.
That's a change. Was it that way before?
It's 90 days after your financial period. Not everybody, not all businesses actually have the calendar year as their fiscal period.
Right.
So just like you would have known it as operating as a business, it remained the same.
Okay.
Because you may straddle, some businesses straddle the period that their financial year actually ends later on and beyond the March date. So you have 90 days after, at the end of that, to be able to submit your return.
What are some of the steps being taken by Inland revenue to improve the capacity to collect taxes owed to government and improve the overall performance. Because I know some persons owe, and some of them could pay, some of them cannot. Some of them have legitimate reason why they are in trouble. Now, how is government dealing with that? And what are the things being done to help those persons and to collect the government revenue that is owed? Because I know there are a lot of people who owe government and you need the money. What are the steps?
The first thing we did, we prepared what sort of a debt collection list. Mm. And we start with a big debt. All right? And one of the, we contact them through all the social means, either the telephone or you use the belief, you use the collection enforcement unit, for them to come into the office and have a discussion on how the taxes could be addressed, could be regularized. Now, there are other different mechanisms which could be used, because there are instances, because every taxpayer is unique, there are instances where you may have to even carry them to an appeal, or some may appeal, some may object, and there are procedures in law where you have to entertain that. There may even be situations where you may have to garnish, or you may have to take people to court to recover the revenues. We have some case which is pending at present. So there are different mechanisms in law that you can actually use. But the best approach at present is to try to regularize, as Ms. Wells have said, as soon as you realize that your financial situation is getting into a sort of shadowy area, it is wise to come in and talk to the department so we can regularize the situation and work very close with you.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Sophia, talk to me, because you, I guess, as him, deal with it all the time. How do you deal with a person who come in and say, look, I really cannot make it?
Well, if we have a person who really cannot make it at the end of the day, we still try, because you most persons would take everything else into consideration in terms of what is happening in their business before they consider paying government. You know, when a company is in problems, they would want to meet their obligations as it relates to the business before they deal with government issues. And as I said, it's not just a matter of accepting that you cannot do something about it. For some of the taxes, like the trust taxes, your VAT, your PAYE, these are things that you collected. You know, so they are not part of your profit base. So then we need to have that discussion and again and see how best we can work with you on that issue as it relates to the taxes that are levied, that are liabilities of the company themselves and that are not a trust in nature. We would want to have a discourse on how you can liquidate those. But for the trust taxes, you cannot necessarily use it for your to survive for your own business operation. So for those, we would not take that I cannot do anything, you know, that sort of thing. We would expect those to be regularized quickly. As it relates to our the question that you would have posed as the steps that we are taking, that's Inland Revenue, you know, to collect. I mean, collection is not just when the arrears is on the books. We as a department need to look internally at our processes and how we do things, because we're in major reform mode at this time. That's one of our major focus. And the question that you posed to the comptroller, if I may add, that we are in reform mode. We have to look at how we do business in this structural adjustment environment, in the current situation. We have to look at how we do business and see how best we can stem a matter before it even reach the books to be a collection issue. And so we have to realign, reposition some of our staff. We may need to even get new people to come in to be able to do technical assistance and all of that, to be able to deal with some of the issues. So the capacity building must start internally before we have the discussions with the taxpayer. So one of our primary objectives this year as a department is reform. Definitely. I mean, the Prime Minister spoke about it in the budget speech. It was a part of the throne speech and all of that. So reform is very high on the agenda for the government where Inland Revenue is concerned. And therefore, we are looking internally to realign how we do business and hopefully work with the taxpayers to do better for 2015.
Well, you realize that we're out of time. So what I'll do, you speak last. I'll ask Miss Olivia to tell your final thoughts as being the Assistant Controller of Inland Revenue, which is a huge responsibility. What are your final thoughts? You have a minute to give us that.
Well, Pastor Simon, I want to start with thanking you again for partnering with Ministry of Finance to be able to disseminate as much information as we can to the listening public. I want to encourage the taxpaying public who have arrears, who are having difficulties, to come forward and engage us. Let us have that discussion. I mean, continuous discussion. Know that we with the aim to head somewhere is positive, rather than having the liability on the books and not doing anything about it, and we're wondering and we have to enforce on you and that sort of thing. So Inland Revenue, doors wide open. Come on in for 2015 and let's have a chat.
I like that. Door wide open. All your business people here, doors wide open. Come talk to the controller and assistant controller. All right, Mr. Dr. Raphael, talk to us.
Well, my colleague has expressed my thoughts, but I'm actually touching the area of reform. The IRD will be going through a comprehensive reform. And the reform will be in the areas of ensuring that there is more efficiency, there is more economy in the way we do business. Mm-hmm. We're ensuring that we are going to use most of the ICT approach to ensure that we meet the taxpayer, both within the local economy and within the diaspora. We have already prepared our strategic plan. We are looking at our organization structure already. And we have taken steps to address some of the legislation. Some was carried out under the homegrown program for 2014. So let me say, Pastor, thank you for accommodating us. Let me thank the listening public within the local economy and within the diaspora for taking the opportunity to listen to what we have to dispense here this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, I tell you, and trust me, there's a whole lot of people out there listening carefully to what we're saying here and know what's happening. A lot of investors who are taking the time to listen. You have been listening there to Dr. Raphael Stephen, Controller, and Mr. Ophelia Wells Cornwall, who's the Assistant Controller of the Inland Revenue. And this has been a program of Inside Finance as I continue to share with you thoughts that are important to the development of our country and indeed the opportunity for us to work together to make this country work as we do our best. And if you'd like to send an email to the Ministry of Finance because you have a question for them, send it to financegrenada@gmail.com, financegrenada@gmail.com, or stanfordsimon01@gmail.com. It'd be a great opportunity to hear from you, to hear what you're thinking, if you have any question, and as we continue to do our best. Every week, they're here to talk to us about what is happening within the Ministry of Finance. I must congratulate the Ministry of Finance because in their lifetime, they have not been doing a program like this. And indeed, I'm learning a lot, and I'm very sure, and many of you business persons and others, even my farmer, have expressed, I no understanding what them fellas do with all the money they're collecting. Anyway, thank you very much. God bless you. I'm Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being here today, Inside Finance. Join me here next week at the same time where we do this all over again.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.